Half the kids who go to Lewis Lemon Elementary School in Rockford can't take a bus to school. Especially in the cold months of winter, many of those students don't make it to school at all. Peter Medlin has more on a community member trying to help.
I'm walking in the snow right now outside of Lewis Lemon Elementary School in Rockford. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's pretty cold outside right now. With the wind chill, it feels like -4. And every day, there's kids at the school that live within a mile and a half that can't take the school buses. And so they have to try to find a ride or, I guess, walk. But as you can imagine, it being -4, it's not something elementary school kids should be doing.
170 elementary schoolers at Lewis Lemon don't have a school bus. That's half of the whole school. And you can see that in the school's attendance numbers. 84% of Lewis Lemon students were chronically absent last year, meaning that they missed at least 18 days of school. For context, their chronic absentee rate is nearly triple the state average. In the winter, when temperatures can dip below zero in the morning, attendance gets worse. Lewis Lemon principal Alicia Jones says not all parents have transportation, and the school sometimes gets calls from them saying it's too cold for their child to walk. John Brantley wants to make sure these kids have a ride. Some folks in the Rockford community know him as Brother John, and for the past 2 years, Brantley has used his own van to take Lewis Lemon students to and from school. Sometimes, if he can, he takes them to the library or other local events, too. And it started with just a few students, but this fall, Principal Alicia Jones asked him if he could start taking more.
I got 16 kids today.
And is that about normal? Is it, you said sometimes
I get
it's like
20? Between 20 and 25 kids every day.
His group of 16 stands against the front of the school wearing colorful winter coats and hats. And John reminds them not to stand in the snow while they wait for everyone to get ready to leave.
I got them all. We can walk towards the van. Hey, y'all, come on.
The kids walk towards the van. Only, it's not John's van this time. Because a few weeks ago, his 2004 Honda Odyssey broke down. The timing belt snapped. It'll cost $1,600 to replace, and that's $1,600 he doesn't have. So for now, he's been borrowing vehicles to keep getting kids to school and home after. The day I'm with John is the last day he can use a bus from the Rockford Housing Authority.
Do you guys ride every day in this bus with Mr. John here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Several churches have also let him borrow their vans, although he has to pay for gas, and there are some days they can't let him use it.
Some days I miss, like Monday. I couldn't get the housing authority or the church van. Only two of them made the school, and the other 25 didn't. So the school noticed a big difference.
At this point, he has 30 kids on his list. So depending on the van, he has to make multiple trips. And many of those kids live in public housing. 70% of kids at Lewis Lemon Elementary qualify as low income. But why isn't the school taking them? Well, officials from the Rockford Public Schools Transportation Department say part of the reason is that they still have a shortage of bus drivers. They say, quote, with more drivers, we could potentially increase the district's ability to provide additional support to families who need it. Or why not help out Brantley financially? Well, John says he's hopeful the school district will help him get a grant to assist with the cost of his work. But RPS officials say the district doesn't write or offer grants. Brantley also spoke at a recent city council meeting asking for sponsors to help him repair his van. He may get a new one too, but it's been hard to let go of his old van. He says when his mom passed away, she left him some money to keep helping in the community, which he used on the van. But new van or not, one of the things he lives by is, as he puts it, ask not what your community can do for you, but what you can do for your community.
Instead of complaining about what the school's not doing, the parents not getting their kids to school, I just say, hey, we're going to get these kids to school one way or the other.
Fixing the van or getting a new one is his top priority, but someday, he'd like to help even more Rockford kids get to and from school. Lewis Lemon certainly isn't the only RPS school that struggles with chronic absences, and he's already got a half dozen other schools on his radar if he can get the funds. I'm Peter Medlin.